Hello and welcome to another episode of the International Youth Arts Festival podcast. I'm here with two groups. I've got one group from Sweden and a group from Germany that have come together to put on a show called Monsters and Me. And I'm rubbish at speaking them, so I'll let them say the actual names of the companies because I'll only get it wrong. And I've got a couple of their leaders, got Emma and Jacob. I'll let them introduce themselves and the name of the companies.
Yes, so I'm Emma Welsfeldt from Nya Paraplyteatern, and this is...
And Jacob Fasold from the Sticketjahr Theatre in Germany.
Yes, so we met at IF last year. Yes, it was actually Jacob that came up to me.
Yes, I was so intrigued by your show. We watched it with our group twice, so, and yeah, kind of fangirling out, and so I got her number, and yeah, we met up. And basically we talked about collaborating, and it didn't take much for us to agree.
Yes, so we have had one premiere in Germany and one premiere in Sweden, and now it's our UK premiere. Yes, so it's a really fun collaboration. We had loads of fun, loads of relationships have been created in the group, and it's what it's all about, isn't it? The international work between different countries and meeting and building bridges and those things.
And I'm guessing, countries coming together to put on things as well. I guess it was makes it quite interesting. Have you found it, has it been easy to, you know, be in different places, different countries to get your ideas together and put it all together?
No.
No. We've been Skyping.
Yes. Yeah, and FaceTiming and whatever. So we got in advance, we got the conceptual thoughts and the dramaturgy and the kind of way we want to work. We kind of figured it out by ourselves. And then we took those ideas into our groups, into our respective groups, talked with our young people, and then let them gather ideas. So basically the play, what we are going to perform on the 9th, is basically written by the actors who are on stage. It's their ideas. We just polished a little bit, also help with English, but basically it's theirs. And we are just, standardize and make it look pretty.
So it's very much the young people that have put it together, and you just kind of two are overseeing and keep it under a bit.
Well, we have been directing. Yeah. It's quite funny because me and Jacob, we have very different platforms when it comes to theatre. And Jacob is amazing with the more classical and physic theatre. I am more of improv. As you know, most of the shows I've been performing here has been nearly only improv. Yes. So this is really fun for me as well, because I get to learn a lot, and I think we're learning from each other.
Yes. So basically, the different styles and the different approaches that we pursue for the theatre is very enriching, and but in a way we never collided in our thoughts. So it was always very, in a way, parallel, but also like on a different level. So we molded something very interestingly together. And something I really wanted to say about the groups, it took them, I think, about like 15, 20 minutes, and then they were like one group together. It was like no time at all passed, and they were just mingling with each other, which you see on stage.
Yes, and I would have to say they're also very flexible, and I think that's the overall thing, that we're all being very flexible, even if we don't think the same thing at the moment. We can like, okay, let's try your way, and then if that doesn't work, we can try my way, and if that doesn't work, we'll find a new way. Yes,
that's good. Thank you very much. Now I'll go see if I can speak to some of the many talented, performers that we've got here. See if they want to say anything about the stuff. So I'll come. Together. So do you want to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, I'm Sophie.
And I'm Hugo.
And how have you found this show? Being in the show.
It's very great, actually. Yeah.
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 Very good.
experience with the other group. And yeah.
Are you the group from Germany?
Yeah. I'm from Germany.
And I'm from Sweden.
So, as I was saying, you'll get on quite well with the.
Yeah.
Good. So there's a lot of you can't see this, but there's a lot of them. Could be a while. So I've got another three.
Hi, my name is Caroline. I'm from Sweden.
Yeah, and I'm Lola. I'm from Germany.
I'm Selina, and I'm from Germany too.
Have you found it easy to join together and, you know, work now as a, from two different places to one group? Find it easy to join up?
Yeah, I think it was actually pretty easy. I thought it would be harder, but like with the English language, we could like all speak together, and it's like no problem to communicate with each other. So.
Yeah. So all the when you're doing it and you're performing it, is it been in English when you're doing it?
Yeah, of course, because that was the only language we all understood. So yeah, and so our English is improved now as well.
And this is was all the point as well to speaking English, because the target was to come here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I know, particularly with the Swedish group, it's their thing. A lot of the time they do every year. Come here with their what they call the London project. Oh, yeah, Emma's nodding. Yes, the London project is their thing that they focus on. Coming here to IAF, come for you know years. So I think that's probably why the English is such a thing with them.
Exactly.
Yeah. I never know where to quite stand to get a few of them.
I'm Michael and I'm from Germany.
Yeah, my name is Dennis and I'm from Germany too.
About the project, I think that the main goal of this project were bringing people together and mainly finding connections and not really performing in London and that's my opinion.
Yeah. It was really nice to meet all these Swedish people. It's a really nice project.
Yeah, they're all great, and it's fun to work with them, and
yeah. I'm Anna from Germany.
I'm Lou, also from Germany,
and my name is Michael, also from Germany.
So you've done it in Germany and in Sweden and now the UK. How have you found, like, obviously you've not done much of the UK, but performed it in the UK yet, but how have you found doing it in other places, now performing it in Sweden? Has it been different to Germany?
I think it was very great. We never performed in another country before, and it was really cool. Right.
Yeah, I think it was definitely a great experience, because it was like with every premiere there was another energy and another people watched it, and so we were always like, it was always something new and discovering the play new with playing it in different places. And I think our premiere in London will also be something new for us and discovering something new in the whole project for us.
Yes, it was very cool.
And so far, how have you found being in the UK so far? I know I've not been here long, but have you found it so far? Has it been?
The country is wonderful.
That's good stuff.
That's
good stuff. All right, thank you very much. I've got a few more.
Hello, my name's Alva. And I'm from Sweden.
I'm Maya, and I'm also from Sweden.
A lot of the people we've had from so far, from like quite a few from Germany and Sweden. I guess when you've joined up, you found it quite easy to get on and find similarities in Have you all?
I mean, we are interested in the same thing, all of us. So I think that's why we get along.
Yeah.
We're all interested in theatre and we're all the weird theatre people.
Oh, that's good stuff. Thank you very much. And we've got a couple more.
Hi, my name is Emil and I'm from Sweden.
Have you found like doing the show?
I think it's have been really fun. I think that everybody has progressed from the first day, and everybody got a connection, so it was much easier to go on with the show.
Good stuff. With so many kids, we have a couple of the grown-ups, the adults with them. I think we've got a couple of the parents here. I don't know if they... So do you want to...
Yeah, my name is Emma and I'm from Sweden. And mother of two Hugo, who is participating in this.
And how have you... from watching them do it, how have you... seeing the experience for them, has it been good?
Yeah, it's quite fun to see them and how they progressing and having fun together. So it's been a good experience.
Yeah, obviously. And have you been able to enjoyed watching the show as well?
No, actually not. Tomorrow's going to be the first time I see the whole show, so it's going to be really fun.
Oh, sounds good.
Yeah.
I always think if the parents were there, they'd probably seen it already, but obviously clearly not always.
No, not always.
Yeah. I always just assume, oh, they must have seen it at least from rehearsals to the end. But, no, that's good. And now, as well, I've got one of the other people, not a young person, but I've got lovely ladies, young at heart, I'm sure. Philippa, who I know was in the show that the Swedish put on last year.
That's right, yes.
And I think, are you back this year as well?
Not unfortunately treading the boards this year. Oh. Maybe fortunately. They've actually got they've raised the standards a little bit. but yes, I'm here to support the group again. Obviously, Emma's my very good friend now. We've known each other for some years, and it's one of the things that I can do as a volunteer for Creative Youth, I can get sure everybody's looked after, that they've been fed, that they know where they're going, what they need, and just make those sort of like little contacts a bit more easy for them.
Yeah.
And tell everybody about it as well. I'm sure it's going to be an excellent show. I'm looking forward to the tech rehearsal this afternoon.
Yeah. I know that the thing of this Swedish group that have been coming for quite a few years, at least 6-7 years now or something, and really get involved with the festival.
Well, I think it's quite funny because I was thinking about it because when Alva, who was sitting there, is my daughter, and she visited the first year we were here, and she was around 5 years old. So I think this is the seventh year we're doing it. So she has really grown into it, and she's debuting on stage this year, so she's the youngest participant. She's 11. It's quite fun. We've been really got attached to IO, and we never want to quit being attached.
Well, I know you are. We don't want to lose you. It's always fun watching you, and one of the things that's split before both you, the Swedes, and the Germans, when you were here last year, is how involved in the festival that you get. You both, you don't just come and perform, but you do go and watch shows and talk to people as well. You're quite, it's not just a come and perform and go away. It's kind of do enjoy the whole festival, seem to enjoy the festival experience.
Yeah, that's the thing about the festivals at all. Yeah. We want to enjoy it. We want to get to know new people, make connections, and. Yeah.
And see plays. I think the variety and of concepts and artistic approaches which come together here is very inspiring.
Yeah.
And also you get to see artist performing in a way I could say, okay, I could never direct something like this. And but nonetheless, it's very, very interesting to get those impulses to recreate things in your own mind and to further your own horizon. So would be foolish not to watch all the shows.
Yeah, and I guess, is it quite enjoyable coming to now going to play in other countries such as the UK? Is it something now? Is it something that you enjoy doing?
Of course, it's lovely. Every time we go to another country, it's an adventure. Yeah. It's a new stage. It's a new setup. So it's every time quite exciting to to see how like the thing, the images which we have in our mind essentially put into reality. But this is Life is a chocolate box.
Yes. I'm going to say, had either of you, before you started doing bits in IAF, years, had you really known much about the festival or the Kingston area at all much? Was it?
I actually started doing exchange projects about 12 years ago with a theatre in Putney. And then I got to know Louise Pendry, that runs Bounce Theatre here in Kingston. And she said, hey, we have an International Youth Arts Festival running. Why don't you apply to join in on that instead? Because we had a bit of, a year with no exchange that year, and she's like, apply for that, it will be fun. And boy, it was fun. So we never stopped.
No. I'm guessing, did you hear about it? No, you're from Germany.
Yeah.
Hear about it from someone else?
Or? No, we researched it. We wanted, we had a play, written a play last year, which were kind of meant for like the international stages. And we found out about Kingston through research and we applied. We got accepted. And last year we had a wonderful, wonderful stay here. We got. Got to perform also at the Rose here in the studio and was lovely, and got very good feedback for our work. Yeah, and also this is how we met. No, 1 year later.
You're back again in a combined effort.
Exactly, with a play internationally produced to perform here.
Yeah. Yeah, so, now that you said you've done it once in Germany, once in Sweden,
yes,
and what's it now doing it in the UK, have you got further plans for the show or to combine another bit?
Well, this is the problem that this is now a podcast because you couldn't see us winking to each other. So yes, we do. It would be foolish not to further those contacts that we all already gotten. Okay. And since Emma always said this is our pilot, can we?
Yes.
So pilot needs a series.
Yeah. But we can say this much. Next year, the project will not be named the London Project anymore.
Oh.
It will go under the name of Global Voices.
Yes.
And we will start working on what it's about next year after our show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm. Sounds good. That sounds brilliant. So the show that you've got this year is on the 9th of July at 7:30 in the Arthur Cottrell Theatre main show. So that's at the Kingston College.
Yes.
And that's definitely something to recommend. And thank you all for coming and being involved.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.